What's up, everyone? Welcome to week six of the Syndicates. I am Eddie Zamitis alongside my guys, John and Vic. As usual, gentlemen, we had a winning week. Came down a little bit from the undefeated run that we were on there for a little bit, but hey, we still came out positive, and that's all that matters for last week.
Yeah, wins are wins.
Exactly, baby. And our two-year record is amazing. I updated it yesterday. It's on our Twitter page. Check it out. So let's keep it rolling.
So, Vic, before we jump into the games, you went to London last week to watch the Bears. I know the outcome wasn't what you wanted, but what was that experience like?
Yeah, unfortunately, I went. No, I'm just kidding. It was amazing. I went to Oktoberfest. Highly recommend it for whoever's listening. Plus, you fellas, like, go there once in your life with your boys. It's truly amazing. And then we went to London, went to Tottenham Stadium. The stadium's beautiful. It's hilarious. They ran out of beer and food because they're not ready for beasts like us, right? But it was awesome, man. Everything was amazing other than the Bears losing. That literally ruined my trip, ruined my day, ruined my week, because that's how we are. But it was amazing, man. So highly recommend anybody to go out to London. The biggest thing I was surprised about was just how many football fans were there. It was insane. Like, not only people from Chicago and in Oakland, but in Europe. And everyone's wearing, like, random-ass jerseys. Like, it was hilarious. The most jerseys I saw, Tom Brady, obviously. A lot of Aaron Rodgers. But you'll see, like, Cardinals, Lions, Vikings, just the most obscure teams, most obscure jerseys. So it was kind of cool. Great experience to get out there. So I recommend both those things to you fellas.
Nice. Yeah, I think a London trip one day would be cool. I wanted to go a couple years ago when the Bills played. Glad I didn't, because I almost won. That was probably one of the most frustrating games I've ever seen, was when the Bills played in London. I came really close to throwing laptops that day. So
it can't be worse than this Bears-Raiders game, but
yeah, there's been some awful ways that our teams have lost over the past couple years. And I had an awesome experience last week in Nashville, going down to Nashville to see the Titans and the Bills. And man, I told you guys that we were coming to take over that city. And yeah, there was 27,000 Bills fans at that game, they said.
Wow.
That day. So it was pretty much half the stadium. And there's pictures, man, where just all you see is Bills fans everywhere around that stadium. It was crazy. I'd never seen anything like it. Even the reporters were tweeting after the game that there's one guy who said, I've been covering the Bills for 6 years now, and I've never seen an away game like this, where it's basically like a home game for them. So it was circled on the calendar, and it was an ugly game to watch, but they got the job done. They covered, they won. So that's all that matters there. Now they get on a bye this week. So
I told you too that the Bills are making the playoffs. They remind me of the Bears last year, and they're on their way, man. I think they're a lock unless something crazy happens.
Yeah, they have the softest schedule. I wish they could just – their offense could put it together a little bit. Josh Allen kills me sometimes. And if their offense was just above average, this team would be so, so good. And if they stop turning the ball over – that's actually one of the things that's kind of encouraging me about them, is that they're losing the turnover battle, which we all know dictates the outcome of a game so much. They're losing the turnover battle – and I think three out of their five games that they played, and they're still finding ways to win. So if they can just stop turning the ball over, man, they can be a really good team. Their defense is just unbelievable. And it's not like any superstars on the defense. With the Bears last year, you had Khalil Mack, Akeem Hicks, all those guys. But with this defense, there's not really any big names on there that people know about. It's just a bunch of B-plus players that play really well together.
Yeah, but they're balling, man. So I'm happy for you. Let's hope they can keep it going.
Yeah, so let's kick it off with the games this week. The one team that my Bills have to chase every year, New England Patriots, I think they're on the road in New York. And no, obviously some
over. They're at home.
Oh, there they are. Yes, they are at home against the Giants. So minus 15 up to 16.5 now. I have no interest in this game whatsoever. It's the highest point spread I read on Thursday Night Football for their history. Giants really decimated with a lot of injuries right now. Saquon's not going to play. Wayne Gallman's not going to play. I think they don't even have a running back right now that is going to be able to start that game for them. Then the Patriots, I mean, they looked iffy the past couple of weeks, and then they just exploded against the Redskins. So I think with the injuries that all the Giants have, there's no way I can back them in this game, but I'm also not laying 16.5 points. John, are you going to play this one at all?
Probably, because it's a Thursday night game. Unless I can find a college football game to play, I'm always going to have some kind of action in, you know? So this is a tough game. 17, it's all the way up to 17 now. It started at 14.
Yeah.
Giants have nobody. There's no Barkley. There's no Wayne Gallman. I think Sterling Shepard has a concussion. So, yeah.
And Evan Ingram is questionable.
Right. So I think that's why the point spread's gone up 3 points. New England's played such a soft schedule. Their defense is pretty good. You know what I'm really waiting for? I don't have a pick on this game. I'll be honest with you. I'd just be guessing at this point because I took against New England last week and it was 7-0 Washington, and I was like, yeah, here we go, finally. And then they tanked and Patriots winning 33-7. But I'm waiting for that matchup against Philly or against Dallas. I know they got to play. They're playing one of those two teams that they played Skins and Giants already. But I'm ready to fade New England. I just can't do it this week. So, but, you know, circle that on the calendar. When they play Dallas, if that game is in Dallas, I don't know when. I can look at the schedule in the second year, but I'd love to play Dallas in that spot there, or Philly if they're at home against New England. Their offense did not look good last week against Washington. Their defense kept them in the game. Their offense didn't look good against Buffalo week before. The special teams won them the game. So, I don't know. I don't got a side here. What are you thinking, Vic?
Man, I'm going to take the Patriots, bro. I know the number's high. I know it goes against everything that we usually do, but I just don't see how the Giants are even going to score, man. And the backup running back's name, Eddie, is Hillman, if you're looking for a deep sleeper in a 14-team league. If you need someone to fill in, he might be the only person that touches the ball that game. So it looks like everyone's out, man. So I'm just going to take the Patriots. I'm not going to worry about it too much. Not a big play or anything. I'm more like you, John. If the game's on, I'm going to have to put a little bit on it. So I just don't see how the Giants score.
I agree with you guys. So if anything, I would take the Patriots and lay the 16.5, but – I don't like doing that, so I'm not going to touch this one here. But sounds like a stay away of a Thursday night clunker for all of us, so we'll stay away from that one. On to Sunday morning. Interesting game. Another London one. Carolina at Tampa Bay, supposedly, although it is in Tottenham as well. Opened up at Tampa Bay -2.5, all the way, big swing now, all the way to Tampa Bay +2 is what I think it's sitting at right now. So a lot of the money coming in on Carolina. Not sure if I like it. You guys know me. I've been backing Carolina a lot the past couple of weeks. I think we might have some overinflation finally. Yep. I kind of like the Bucks in this game, but I'll let you guys go first, and then I'll kind of wrap it up. So, Vic, who you like in this one?
Yeah, I think you nailed it, man. We've all been on Carolina since Allen took over, and it's been money. You know, we've been riding the Allen train just because we knew that was the good side to be on. The offense is a lot better with him right now. And but like you said, man, a lot of overinflation. There's no way I can lay the points. I'll probably set this one out. Even though the Bucks always get the best of me, I do think they're the right side. But I'll set this one out. What are you thinking?
You know, I haven't been making any money on Carolina this year. I lost actually with them against Houston a couple weeks ago. I was telling you guys last week I wasn't in on that game against Carolina, Jacksonville. I have been doing pretty good with Tampa Bay. You know, we took them last week, and Eddie said Saints, so I rode with that. The week before I had them with against the Rams to beat them. So. You know, I've been on the right side of these Tampa Bay games lately, but this is such a 50-50 coin flip. What What I would like to know is, and I don't know if we can figure this out. I don't have an exact pick, but I know last week when the London game went on that the Raiders went out there real early and got there and prepared and prepped for the whole week in London. And they said the Bears showed up on Friday with no prep. So I don't know if any of these two teams are already there. If one of the teams is there and one of the teams is not there, I'll take the team that's already been prepping there just because it's such a 50-50 coin flip to me. I don't know if either of you guys know if either of them are there yet or not, but
I'll look it up. You bring up a great point, man. The Bears, I will tell you 100%, they got their ass whooped on both sides of the line of scrimmage that game, and they were tired. And I don't care what Coach Nagy or anybody in the Bears org says, but to me, you could see it. They were tired. They got whooped. Jet lag is no joke. I literally did that trip. I'm still tired. It just messes with you, man. No matter if you fly first class, obviously they're flying well, eating well. I saw those guys at the hotel the night before, and they looked tired. And so you bring up a great point, John. Maybe we can research it and tweet it out from our page. I'll try to look it up.
Yeah, for sure. Maybe like a first half play on the team that's there versus the team that's not there.
Yeah, and you saw it. Raiders were up 17-0.
Right.
So I kind of like the Bucs in this game just because, one, the money's coming in on Carolina. Two, Carolina's looked good the past couple of weeks. Well, especially last week, they had kind of an offensive explosion with Christian McCaffrey. And the Bucs, they did not look good the week before – or last week. But then they beat the Rams 2 weeks ago. So the Bucs – the Bucs and the Texans are two teams that are just so Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde. Man, they are very hard to figure out week to week. And I think this is one of those spots where we get a good performance from the Bucs. They just lost a division game. I think they know that they need this one back. They are so incredibly talented. I mean, their offense, the names, it's just littered with fantasy players for you out there with Mike Evans, O.J. Howard, who hasn't been doing too well, but Chris Godwin, Jameis is a good quarterback. So their offense is putting up numbers, and their defense is a little suspect at times, but I think we just finally have reached peak Carolina value. So that's kind of why I like the Bucs in this spot here, especially getting 2 points. If you can get it up to three, which I don't think you will, it'll probably come back a little bit closer to game time. I think two is probably going to be the best number you're going to find out there. So I would roll with Tampa Bay plus two in this spot here for the London game. Next up for the 1 o'clock games, we got Cincinnati at Baltimore. Opened up 10.5 for Baltimore. Now it's up to 12. So I'm not going to be laying any points here, nor am I going to be back in the Bengals. So I'm going to skip this one, sit this one out. There's too many games that I like this week for me to play this one. So I'll kick it over to either one of you guys if any one of you are going to play this one. But I don't think you will either, probably.
Yeah, I don't. I'll probably end up playing that London game. There's so many other games at 1 o'clock that I like. If you made me choose because you want to watch this game, you got to take Bengals plus the 12. So it's Bengals or nothing for me.
Vic?
Vic, man, you got anything on this?
I don't know. I'm seeing RLM on the Ravens, man. It's up to 12 in some spots. So from 10.5. So I don't know. I think the Ravens come back hard this game, man. I think this is a good spot for them. A little too high for me. I wish I got it at like 10.5. So I might sit it out or might do something like live if I can, the Bengals get on the board early. But I'll sit this one out.
How about that Bengals under for this? That we picked that one, right? We had Bengals under, Denver under.
Bengals under is looking
under one of our picks.
Yep. Bengals under is definitely looking real good right now.
Yeah, for sure. That division, the AFC North, has just turned to trash, man. Pittsburgh losing two quarterbacks.
San Francisco. What's that? How's our Niners over?
Oh, yeah.
Remember that?
Yeah, right. That one's almost halfway there.
Yes, sir. Sorry, John.
Yeah, I know. But Yeah, this, I mean, this division's trash, man. I don't know. So I'm not playing this game. There's so many other things at 1 o'clock that I already got circled. So we'll go with something else.
Let's get to one that we were fighting over earlier for who this could be pick of the week for. And you guys will thankfully let me have this one. Cleveland at home against the Seahawks. Talk about the ultimate buy low, sell high here. And I think that's what we're getting. Cleveland was opened at 2.5, I think, last week. 2.5-point favorites. Now they are 2-point underdogs to the Seahawks. Wish we could get it a little more bumped up to 3, but I don't think we're going to get that high. I love the Browns in this situation. I think the fact that they got so embarrassed on Monday Night Football and how they've been getting just hammered by the media since then is just going to provide some fuel to the fire. We saw it 2 weeks ago when they played the Ravens and they came out and just absolutely destroyed them. I think we're going to get a very similar performance here, mostly because I think Seattle's a little overrated. They are 4-1 right now, but they are one field goal breeze away from being 3-2 if Greg Zuerlein makes that kick on Thursday Night Football. So I think that public's going to see, oh, hey, Seattle 4-1. They look really good. Going into Cleveland, easy win. Just got to win by 2. Yeah, I think Cleveland's going to win this one outright, and I think that we're going to get some good value here on the Browns by getting points. So I'll let you guys kind of give your opinions on this one since I know you all liked it as well.
Yeah, anyone that's been listening to us probably could have picked this game before we even hopped on and figured this was going to be one of our games. I mean, it's 80-20. 80% of the actions on Seattle and less than, you know, a 3-point spread at home for Cleveland. Cleveland got embarrassed by the 49ers on Monday Night Football. You know, you're never as bad as people think you are, and you're never as good as people think you are. So, you know, Seattle's record indicates that they're a really good team, but their secondary is not that good. So I know Baker's probably going to have to make some better reads this week, but I can totally see Cleveland going out and not just running the ball with Chubb, but also finally making plays in the passing game to help them win this game. Cleveland's definitely the spot. We were all fighting for it. Just like a couple weeks ago when Saints played Cowboys, I said, put a 3-unit play on the Saints. For sure, we're all on the Browns here. Put a 3-unit play on the Browns.
Yeah, I mean, you guys nailed it. Everything that you said is exactly how we think, and this game sets up perfectly. I think once, as soon as Monday Night Football was over, I was looking at the Browns. So just perfect spot for them, like 2 weeks ago against the Ravens. I think they win this game straight up. Chubb should be able to run all over this defense and look for them to win, man. And as bad as the division is, John, I think it's crazy. 8 or 9 wins might get the Browns into the playoffs.
Oh, yeah. Cleveland's winning this division. I mean, it's them or Baltimore is what it's coming down to. And I just feel like they're going to end up putting it together because they haven't put it together yet. And they eventually will, where Baltimore is kind of – I don't know. It's weird to say, but they've already kind of peaked. So, yeah, I mean, I still like Cleveland to win this division, weirdly.
I heard a stat earlier today that Baltimore's the teams that they beat, their winning percentage is like 0.125 or 0.175, something incredibly low. It was under – because the radio station I was listening to was talking about the 49ers and how their win percentage is only like 0.25 against teams that they've played. And I think the Ravens was even lower against the teams that they played and won against. So, yeah, the Ravens, they really haven't beaten too many good teams. And like you said, I think they've kind of peaked so far this season.
Right. Yeah, I mean, I got to pull though. They beat Miami. They beat Miami. They beat Arizona, and they beat Pittsburgh without a quarterback. So barely. So yeah, I mean, I still like the it's a horrible division, but somehow, some way, the Browns are going to end up putting it all together and winning that division there. So, but going back to this game, we're all on the Browns. We love the Browns. It's definitely one of our picks this week.
Next up, we got the Kansas City Chiefs at home against the Houston Texans. Probably the best game of the 1 o'clock slate in terms of matchups. Kansas City's -4 at home. They're a little beat up, a little injured as well. I think there's about 9 guys that popped up on the injury report, possibly getting Tyreek Hill back in this game. We'll see on that. But Kansas City, man, they're getting beat up at the line of scrimmage. That's what's kind of killing them right now. Patrick Mahomes was kind of running around on Sunday Night Football last week, and they were just getting gashed by the run game for the Colts. So I kind of like Kansas City in this spot. I think we're getting a little bit of line value because it opened up at 7.5, now down to -4, or the look-ahead line was 7.5. And then obviously the Houston Texans, they come out, put a huge 50-point performance on the Falcons and win that game, look impressive. Now come on the road to Kansas City, where I think it's a totally different game. It's just hard for me to picture the Kansas City Chiefs losing 2 home games in a row and coming out as flat as they did. So if I can get it lower, maybe down to 3 with Kansas City, oh my gosh, I'll hammer it all day. But -4, I think, is still a really good number. So I'm going to I like the Chiefs in this spot a lot, and I'll probably bet this game. So, Vic, anything on the injury report with some of the Kansas City guys? Have you heard of anything, any guys coming back, like Tyreek Hill?
Not looking good right now, man. Just O-line, D-line, everything. KC looks really, really beat up. And Tyreek Hill, last I heard yesterday, they want to make sure it's stable. They wanted to maybe give him 1 more week to be safe. So, and this is a home game, so I think they might set him out. So, not looking good. Also, Mahomes said it himself. Teams that are playing man on them are doing a lot better. And Houston has the D to be able to compete with them. So, this is a tough game. I agree with you. There's a lot of value. KC at like 4, 4.5 at home is something we haven't seen in literally 2 years. So a lot of value there. But Watson is really good as an underdog as well. So I lean KC though, man. I know it's kind of crazy. The public's on them a little bit. But I think I see it at -4 on like 3, 4 books. So -4 KC is just too good of value for me to pass up. It's not my pick of the week or anything, but that's the side I'll be on. What about you, John?
Yeah, I mean, this is a public perception game, right? So the line, the look-ahead line of this game was around 8, and then Houston trucked Atlanta, and then KC, you know, lost to Indy, you know, pretty bad at home. So the line's all the way down to 4, 4.5 is what we're all seeing at 5 in some places. KC is definitely the value pick here. I like KC a little bit. I'm not playing this game. It's going to be a fun game to watch. It's just the way Indy beat KC last week. Houston can't beat KC like that. They're not going to be able to run the ball 50 times against Kansas City like Indianapolis did. They're not the same team. Their offensive line compared to Indy's offensive line is our night and day. So, the way Houston would have to stay in this game is to play the way Kansas City does. The only thing that worries me on Kansas City side is like the injury report. I heard they're signing offensive linemen off the street, so they don't know who's going to be able to block for them either. So I don't have a side on this game. If you made me pick, I'll take the value in Kansas City only being -4, 4.5 at home. I'm not going to end up playing this game. It's just going to be a fun game to watch.
Yeah, I agree with you guys there. I think the value is definitely on Kansas City. Hard for me to ever say that. Never thought those words would come out with Patrick Mahomes at quarterback. But the injuries are definitely an issue that you want to keep an eye on throughout the week because they're just so decimated. Normally, like, you know, 1 or 2 players out, even if they're star players, doesn't really impact the team too much. But when there's such a cluster of injuries like the Chiefs have, you can definitely have some trouble with the continuity, especially when it comes to the line play. So definitely keep an eye on the injury report and make your bet accordingly. But we kind of like the Chiefs in this spot. So next up is the New Orleans Saints going to the Jacksonville Jaguars. A lot of money on the Saints in this spot. Opened up 2.5-point underdogs, now down to 1.5. A lot of people surprised to see that the Jags are favored in this game, especially against the Saints. Now, this is a tough spot for me. I am very high on the Saints. I think they are actually the best team in football right now. Might be a little bit of bias there, but we'll see. But I think the Jags are extremely overrated. I am not as big on the the Gardner Minshew bandwagon as everybody else. So I know the value is all on, not on the Saints here. I don't think that the number should be there where it is. I think it should be probably around 2.5 where it opened up. But I'm going to take the Jags here in this spot. So I'm going to let you guys kind of touch this one first, and then I'll kind of formulate an opinion on the end. So, John, what do you like in this game?
This is such a tough game. If Jalen Ramsey's playing this game, I like the Jags. If not, I'm probably not going to end up playing it. I can't take the Saints in this spot just because there's 77% of the money. I know it's not quite 80%, but 77% of the action is coming in on New Orleans. And 60% of the money is on the Jags. So when you blindly look at this team, Saints, Jags, you're automatically picking Saints, right? So the Jags are the way to go in this game. I don't have a lot of reasons why. But if Jalen Ramsey is playing, he should be able to help that defense. And man, Minshew Magic, he's been doing it since college in Washington State. And every time I would fade, I would look at this scrawny little guy on the field. I'm like, this guy's, you know, they would play. I can't pinpoint one game, but I had against him a couple of times just because I felt like he wasn't any good and Washington State would end up winning. And I mean, man, he almost pulled it off last week against, you know, Carolina. And, you know, he's done pretty good. I can see the Jags win this game. I won't be surprised if the Jags win this game, I should say. But I'm not playing. I'm not going to end up touching this one. And one of these, in the similar game, Cleveland versus Seattle, I like Cleveland a lot more than I like Jacksonville. So that's the way I'm going to go at 1 o'clock.
Nick, how about you?
I'm loving the Jags, man. I'm sorry, Eddie. I know Saints are your squad. You know I ride with them most of the time, but I love the Jags in the spot, man. I am a believer in Minshew Magic. Every time I watch the guy play, he's doing something awesome. And I think this is just a really good spot for the Jaguars. Jalen Ramsey is expected to practice today. The Jags have said they are not trading him. At least that's what they said a couple days ago. I'm sure it's a fluid situation. But I think last week, Teddy Bridgewater did surprise me a little bit. I watched some of the game, the film. He was making some really good throws, but I think this Jags defense is going to be a little bit too much for him to handle, and the Jags are going to be able to run the ball, and this is just a really good spot for the Jags. I'm possibly my game of the week. I don't know yet. I'm going back and forth between them and another team, but I love Jacksonville this week.
Yeah, I just don't know. Go ahead.
I was just going to ask you a question. This is kind of off the wall here, right? But what happens in the Zomaitis household if Buffalo plays the New Orleans in the Super Bowl? I'm just curious.
I don't even know. We've talked about that happening long down the road, not anytime soon, but I don't know.
You need a plan.
Yeah, we should, I guess. I don't want to start making plans. I'm not going to lie. 2 years ago, my mom, she's a huge Eagles fan. And my wife, obviously, she's a big Saints fan. When the Saints scored the touchdown to go up on the Vikings, and the Eagles had already qualified for the NFC Championship, we started looking at tickets for that game. So I don't like to speak it into existence until it actually happens. But, I don't know what would happen, man. It would be really tough because, obviously, it's easy for us to – root for each other's teams because we play once every 4 years and don't really have any type of connection or rivalry. So it doesn't come up too often, but I was bummed when we went to the Saints game against the Bills a couple years ago and got absolutely destroyed. So I think we lost 56-10 or something outrageous.
All right, it's not going to happen.
Josh, no.
If it happens, your wife has to come on the pod.
Yeah, she could do that. She'll make her Super Bowl prediction and I'll make mine, but I don't think we'd have the most fair opinions for everybody to listen to. They might be a little skewed.
It's all good. Entertainment.
Yep.
You like Jacksonville?
Ah, man. This is a perfect letdown spot for the Saints. But every time I said that last year, I got killed. I bet against them twice, against the Vikings and the Ravens, and they still found ways to win. So I don't know. It's not going to be a game that I'm going to bet, I don't think, because it's just – I don't believe in the Jags, and Yeah, I don't know. The letdown spot scares me. So
they're just so good. I think for me, I'll either win money on the Jags, or I'll look at it as the bright side that the Saints won and then they're coming into Chicago and hopefully in another letdown spot. That's all I can hope for.
So that is kind of a good segue into our next game here. And the Miami Dolphins are home against the Redskins. And most of the money's coming in on the Dolphins as 3.5-point underdogs against the Redskins. And I kind of agree with it. And I hope it happens, because I am nervous as hell that the Bills are 15-point underdogs on the look ahead, or 15-point favorites on the look ahead line, and are somehow going to blow that game against the Dolphins next week. So I want the Dolphins to get their win this week, get it out of their system so that they can lose every other game the rest of the season. Please, Miami, win this game. I like it. I don't think Washington should be laying 3.5 to anybody. I don't care how bad the Dolphins are, especially on the road. Washington is awful in their own right. So you're telling me if this game was in Washington, we'd be laying almost 10 points with the Redskins? I don't think so. So I like the Dolphins in this game. I don't know about you guys, but I kind of like them. Vic, how about you?
Totally bold game, man. This is crazy. I can't believe people are like betting money on this game or on the Fins. The line is down to 3.5 from 5. Man, I like the Redskins. I can't lie, Eddie. I'll see what John thinks, but the Dolphins to me are like kind of like a fake NFL team right now with replacements and like guys off the street, whereas the Skins are kind of a decent team. They've just been decimated by injuries. They fired their coach. Usually teams that first game after they fire a coach, I think they usually do well because they're trying to get some playing time and impress the coach, and the public's on Miami. So I can't lie, I like the Skins minus 3.5, but let's see what John thinks.
Man, what kind of loser do you got to be to bet on this game if it's not like a – like I'm a loser because I'm looking at Louis Lafayette and Appalachian State tonight, right? But that's a single game. They're not playing in a schedule full of a bunch of games. There's so much other things that you can put your money on except to – instead of watching these two loser teams play each other. I don't know. I don't have – if you made me pick – I kind of like Washington's defense. Miami doesn't have anything. I was way off. I said they would win over 4.5 games, but, you know, you guys kind of shut me down, and Eddie told me that this team's in shambles before they traded Tunzel. So I can't take this. I'm not going to take this game. I'm not going to watch this game. I have no other opinion on either one of these two teams, so let's just move on.
Philadelphia on the road at Minnesota opened -3 for the Vikings, and it is still -3 for the Vikings. A lot of money coming in on the Eagles. So, John, you said this one's yours, right?
Yeah, this is mine. It's totally off what we usually do, right? Like, this wouldn't usually be my pick of the week. So, I'm taking Kirk Cousins. I'm taking a team that's not getting the money on their side, and I'm taking against a coach and a quarterback that usually play pretty well. So my reasoning behind it is I like Minnesota at home. So I think the things they do at home, if this game was flip-flop the other way around and it was in Philly, strangely, I ended up taking Philly, but the line probably wouldn't just only be 3. So the only thing I'm worried, I hope this doesn't happen, and it's probably not going to. I'm laying 3 points. I hope they don't win by 1 or 2. That's really going to piss me off. But I don't see Minnesota losing this game at home. Philly's going to make some calls in this game. They might go for a fourth down. They might go for a 2-point conversion, something like that. Something's going to swing this game in Minnesota's favor. I like their defense. Hopefully Kirk Cousins plays like the Kirk Cousins that plays against crappy teams, even though he's not playing a crappy team. But I still like them in this spot. I don't have an exact reason. I just like the home field advantage that they have this week against Philly. So I'm going to go with the Vikings as my pick of the week.
I love that pick, man. That was one of the games I was looking at. Minnesota at home is always just dangerous. And it's not a primetime game. And I don't see Philly kind of swarming Cousins where he gets rattled a little bit. So perfect spot for Minnesota here. So I'm with you, John.
Agreed. I think Minnesota at home is totally different than Minnesota on the road. They've won both their home games, 28-12, 34-14. So they do very well at home. Crowd is always into it. I think it's going to be a tough situation for Philly to come into, especially, you know, having Dallas on deck next week could be a little bit of a look ahead situation. So I like the Vikings here. You're only laying three, so it's just hopefully, like you said, John, they don't win by one or two and screw it up. This kind of reminds me of a game, I think, last year when the Rams were on the road against the Vikings, and the Rams came in, just played awful. Jared Goff played terrible. And I think I don't know if it was last year or the year before, but the Vikings just kind of put an end to their run that they were on. So I think we're going to see something similar here, but I like the Vikings as well. So we all are on a consensus agreement with John's pick of the week there.
Cool.
We sure nobody wants to use pick of the week on the Dolphins.
No.
Yeah, all right. All right. So we got through the 1 o'clock games now for our 4:05 special. We got first one. We got two of them this week. 49ers at the Rams. 4-point underdogs is what the 49ers opened up as. Now it's down to 3.5. Vic, you kick this one off. Is there anybody you like in this game? I know you like the 49ers on the year. Are we finally getting a little bit of overinflation on them after their first couple of weeks?
Yeah, I actually like the Rams in this spot a lot. You know, you guys know I love the Niners this year, and it's been awesome. I was on them Monday night as well, and I think we're just getting a really, really good spot for the Rams. Everyone saw the Niners put on a show, and to get the Rams at home off a loss at -3.5 at some spot is a really good play. Rams are not dead yet, regardless of what everyone is saying, just because they lost to a good team doesn't mean they're trash. I know they have some holes and some things to work out, but I think they get it turned around this game, man. I see them winning by at least a touchdown, and I'm going to be on the Rams. This was another game I was looking at kind of for my game of the week too, so that's how much I'm liking it. What about you guys?
Yeah, so this is my 4:05 classic special, right? So,
oh, yeah, we need to print a shirt soon.
Yeah, I need a T-shirt that says 4:05 special on it or something.
Because last week was the money call of the week right there with the Broncos.
Yeah, a 4:05 game doesn't stick out like that one did last week. You'll get like 4 or 5 of those a year where they just stick out like a sore thumb where, you know, you got to be on the right side there. And, I mean, if you look at this game, everyone's going to be on the 49ers because the last thing they saw was 49ers truck Rams 31-3 on Monday Night Football. So when this game opened, it opened up at 5.5. It's down to 3.5. It's kind of split, but I can see the public all over the 49ers just because that's the last thing they saw. So I'm on there. I like three games this week, and this was the third. I like the Vikings, I like the Browns, and I like the Rams. So I'm gonna end up being on the Rams in this game because that's my favorite game at 4 o'clock. So it's another 4:05 special there. So maybe we'll see. We haven't got Vic's pick of the week yet. So maybe this might be it. We might be something else. We'll see.
I love these two 4 o'clock games, the 4:05s. I love them. These are both, I think, really good plays. Getting a lot of value on the Rams here. I think if you can get three, hammer the Rams. But if, you know, 3.5 is still a good number. Anything under 4, I think, is good. So I like the Rams here. It's perfect spot for them. They are coming off 2 back-to-back losses. Had that a little extra time to prepare. Another divisional game coming up for them. They know that they can't let that slip from them. So I think they're definitely going to win here. And then hopefully they cover as well. Because 49ers, I mentioned it earlier, they haven't really played anybody good. Their winning percentage, the winning percentage of their opponents is about 0.250. So not very good schedule that they've run into so far. And I think a lot of people are going to back them this week because of what they saw on Monday Night Football and how impressive they were. But I think with the Rams here, they are going to make a statement in this game and hopefully put the smackdown on 49ers in this spot here. So I'm rolling with the Rams like you guys are. So, Vic, if you made this your pick of the week, I don't think it would be a bad one at all. Are there any threes out there at all, or is it just all 3.5?
Right now it's all 3.5, but some of the line predictors think it's going to go down to 3.
Give me the threes. Give me those. I'll take them. Another 405 special. Atlanta Falcons at the Arizona Cardinals. I you know, you guys convinced me last week to take the Vikings. I didn't take the Vikings. I stayed away from the game altogether because of what you guys said against the Giants. When I said, how in the hell are the Vikings 5.5-point favorites? How in the hell are the Atlanta Falcons 2.5-point favorites in Arizona? And 81% of the money is coming in on the Falcons. Vic, is that right?
Yeah, man. The money's on Atlanta. You got 81% on them. I hate the Falcons, so I'm happy that I faded them last week. I told you blindly I'm taking the Texans, and they just got crushed. And I'm with you, man. I hate the Falcons. I don't understand how everyone is on them. I understand the Cardinals have struggled, but to me, the Cards are in a great spot. But I'll let you keep going, Eddie.
Yeah, so, I mean, one of these teams has a better record than the other, and it's not the one that's favored here. So, again, flip this game. Put it in Atlanta. Are we really laying 9 points with the Falcons? No, I think it's closer to 7 or 6. And even that, I think, is still a little too high for what we're getting here. So, now we are in Arizona, and we're getting points with the Cardinals against the Falcons. Cardinals have a better record. They're 1-3-1, and the Falcons are 1-4. So, I mean, they could easily be 0-5 if Nelson Aguilar catches the pass on Sunday Night Football. So, I don't see why they should even be favored in this game. I think the wrong team is favored in this one. I think it should be the Cardinals, like -1. So, I'm going to take some points. The 81% of the public can go ahead and bet on the Falcons because hopefully it just gives me more points for my bet that I'm going to place on the Cards. But this is one game I absolutely love. This is the other one I was considering as my pick of the week was the Cardinals. So strong lean for me on the Cards here. John, what are you thinking about this one?
I'm just glad you didn't make this your pick of the week. I don't like this game. It's not that I don't like the Cardinals. It's that I don't like either one of these teams. I hate Atlanta with a passion. And the Cardinals haven't shown me anything. Yeah, they beat the Bengals last week, but I don't know, man. I don't know. I don't like either one of these teams, and I don't know how to explain why I'm not playing this game. Besides the fact that I can't watch these two teams play each other, so I don't know how it's gonna go. I'm not as in love with Arizona as you are, Eddie, in this spot. But if you put a gun to my head, that would be the way you'd got to play it, I guess. So, I mean, they're a short home, you know. Well, they're not getting the hook there. So, I don't know. I'm staying away. I'll cheer for you from a distance. I'm probably not going to be paying attention.
All right. So,
I'll ride with Vic. You. I'll ride with you. I think I just hate the Falcons, so I'll auto-fade them just like last week and put my Texan money from last week on them at 2.5.
All right. I like it. So we'll keep fading the Falcons here. Fade the Falcons. That's going to be our another slogan for printing on T-shirts. Next game.
We got shirts, guys. No dips. 405 specials. Fade the Falcons.
There you go. We need. I'll work into that for us. We got to get some of our Rand Lion and shout out to some of our good listeners. Maybe we can just get them some T-shirts. But think real quick, man, look at how far the Falcons have fallen since Kyle Shanahan left, man.
Oh, dude, Matt Ryan is like a totally different quarterback without him. And look at the 49ers.
Yeah, MVP candidate to just what they are now. It's crazy, man. So props to Kyle Shanahan. We got to give him credit. Just very creative dude. And I know everyone rides on him on the internet because of their loss, but that guy is a damn good coach.
Agreed. I wanted him in Buffalo when I think he was the Redskins offensive coordinator and they're interviewing him. They interviewed him and Rex Ryan, and Rex Ryan got the job, and I hated it. Everyone in Buffalo loved it, loved the Rex Ryan hire. It was like a their defense before. Yeah, I'm not going to go on a run, but I hated the Rex Ryan hire. So I wanted Kyle Shanahan, and we let him slip away. So, oh well. But on to the next game. Another one. I hope this is not like the prime game of the week for the 4 o'clock slate, but this is the Cowboys at the Jets. Do you guys know if this is the best game of the week, like the CBS game? Is it?
I think it is, man.
Is this a 20-year-old game?
I would love if it was Niners Rams, but I'm pretty sure when I was looking earlier, it was Cowboys.
Wow, that's crazy.
I think this one is, because I think it's CBS and they have to have an AFC team.
Yeah. So, and Arnold is back, by the way.
And that's why I love the Jets in this spot. So I don't know about you guys, but I love the 4 o'clock games this week. And this game is one that I absolutely love. I think the Jets are going to cover. I told you before the season they were a good team. I think that when you are down to Luke Falk and some guy that you just signed off the practice squad, I think, was it Davis Webb or David Fales or something like that, who was their quarterback when Luke Falk got hurt? When you're down to that, I mean, you have no hope. So you just almost give up. But now Darnold's back. I think they come back pretty motivated. They're coming off of a tough loss against the Eagles. But I think we get a good effort from them here. And that little prime time slot thing, I think, helps out with a little bit of motivation in this spot. It opened up at 9.5. It's down to 7. Still so much money coming in on the Cowboys. Hopefully drives it up a little bit more. Anything 7 or above, give me the Jets. I am going to be betting that one pretty hard. So, John, what about you? You touching this one?
I'm with you. I love the Jets in this spot here. I like this one a lot more than the other game that we were just talking about. This is one, man, don't be – I mean, I shouldn't say this. They're probably not going to win the game. But anytime I like an underdog this much, you wouldn't be surprised if they ended up winning the game. I can see the Jets just kind of like having the lead. If the Jets get a 7-point lead in this game, that's it. You're kind of locked in and ends up being where, you know, if the Cowboys do coming back, they'll end up winning by like 3 points. So I like the Jets defense. Sam Darnold's finally back. He's got a tight end that hasn't played all year, and Herndon there too now with the rest of that offense. It's going to help them. Dallas's defense is okay, and then you know the offense is not bad either. I just like the Jets with this many points at home. So give me the Jets here for sure.
I like the Jets too. I'm with you guys, man. Dallas really disappointed me last weekend. That was my pick of the week, and they got smashed. It was the perfect spot for them. So I like the Jets, man. They're getting a lot healthier. I know they're 0-4, but and their offense has been horrendous. But Darnold's in. I just don't see two teams going 0-16 this year. This is just a good spot for them. I'll take the 7.5 that I'm seeing out there on a couple of websites.
All right, we all agree. And by the way, guys, I'm definitely staying away from the Saints game now. Jerome Boger is reffing in Jacksonville this week, so no touch for me. He has been hot with the home teams these past couple of weeks. I think 3 straight covers on the home squads.
I love it. Yeah, maybe I should like write ESPN and do like a Donahue type investigative report. Maybe they'll let me write a freelance.
I think he listens to the pod because he started going for the away teams the end of last year and the beginning of this year. But he's coming back around. He's coming back with his home team. So like I think the past couple of weeks he's come through for us. So
all right.
Next on the 4 o'clock slate, we have the Tennessee Titans at the Denver Broncos. What an ugly game. It's going to be just two offenses that are terrible going at it with one another. I kind of like Tennessee in this spot, getting the 2 points. I think we're getting a little bit of overinflation with how bad they played against the Bills, and also Denver getting their first win against the Chargers. Nick, correct me if I'm wrong, but I think the look-ahead line was actually Tennessee favored in this game. Now they're getting points, and the action isn't too heavy on the Titans right now. Am I wrong on that?
It looks like 59% on the Titans, 76% of the money's on the Broncos, probably after last game. Now the line went from Tennessee minus two to Broncos minus 2.5. Then Denver is a tough place to play. I don't know. They played really well last week. I'm not too sold on them. I'll probably just came out. I don't have a feel for either of these games.
John, anything here? I know the Broncos was your pick last week. You should – you riding them this week, or are we hopping off that train?
I like them in the spot. They, I mean, that's the way to go. Man, all these 4 o'clock games. Geez, how am I going to play all these games? The Denver is a the line was one, right? 60% of the action's on Tennessee, and the line went from 1 to 2.5. Denver minus one to Denver minus 2.5. And 75% of the money is on Denver. So you got to take, man, that's just, I blindly take spots like that when I see that. But I don't know. My luck with the Broncos might be up. It's just a one-hit wonder there. I took them a couple of times before this, and I had them against Chicago, and I ended up covering somehow. And I had him against the last week when I won the 405 special. So if you play this game, you got to take Denver just because the way the line moved and where the money's at. I don't know. I like the Jets a little bit more, and I like the Rams. So, man, these 4 o'clock games are nice, juicy games here for us.
This one, right? Yeah, this one's the one I like the least out of them all, but I disagree with you guys on this. I actually like the Titans in this spot because I think there's the value on them. It's a little buy low, sell high action here where we're getting Titans coming off of a loss where they look terrible. Their field goal kicker missed 4 field goals. And then the Broncos, who came off a win against the Chargers, who I think they just happen to play and match up really well with them every year. They did the same thing last year against them as 7-point underdogs. They beat them. So I think we're getting some value with the Titans. I would like to see a 3, but I'm only getting 2. I do like the Titans in this spot, actually. So I think we'll disagree on that one. But
yeah, I mean, I'm not too confident about it. I like them just because of the way the number is, right? But I like other games anyways at 4 o'clock that I'm gonna end up playing.
Yeah, make this one the lowest on your priority list for betting. Vic, you talked about this one, right? You said you like the Broncos as well.
Yeah, no, I'm gonna sit this one out, man.
Okay,
sit the Broncos out, and 2 games left. Let's hit it.
You can't sit out Sunday Night Football. You have to find a side here and somehow. And right now, this is a tough game as well. We have the Steelers who opened up as 5-point underdogs, now 7-point underdogs on the road. In that tiny little stadium of the LA Chargers. Majority of the money coming in on the Chargers, it looks like. Ah, man, this is a hard one for me to bet on. I'm going to let you guys go first and gather an opinion off of what you guys say. So, Vic, you kick it off with this one.
I mean, we all know a lot of football, but please tell me, do you guys know who Devlin Hodges is? I mean, the kid played at Samford, so... John Reddy, you heard of this kid?
Never.
Nope.
And then we know, like, usually we know, like, the third stringers, the fourth stringers. So it's crazy, man. I mean, I want to sit it out, but like you said, we never sit out Sunday Night Football. Just for that reason, I'm going to take the Chargers. I know, again, I'm kind of on the square side with the Chargers and the Pack, but I don't know. If anything I've learned over the last couple of years, sometimes you just got to take what looks too good to be true. And I just don't see how the Steelers, they're banged up at running back. They're banged up at quarterback. I think the Chargers can put up some points. So I'll be on the
John, who are you liking in this one?
I'll tell you one thing about this Devlin Hodges guy. He's a world champion in duck calling. So I saw that on TV the other day. I don't know if you guys know what I'm even talking about, but I saw somewhere where he's
with that noise.
Man, I don't know, man. I hate when this happens. I hate when this primetime game turns into something like this where there's a third string quarterback involved. You know, sometimes you end up, you know, sometimes you end up fading the favorite because they're giving away way too many points. Chargers have not been playing really good at all. I don't know. You're making me pick. You pick Chargers, Vic. I don't know. I guess I'll just go Steelers. How many points am I getting? Seven?
Seven. You're getting seven. Yep. I'm just blindly doing the Chargers just because of
right.
The so
don't. You know what? I always say I gotta play it because it's on or whatever. If there's a baseball game on or something, I'm taking that instead of this game because this is so silly to even. I hate when there's a third string quarterback involved.
Man, you guys didn't help me make an opinion at all.
Yeah, sorry.
Oh man, I don't even know what to say. So, the only thing that scares me is. The Steelers, man, they're so – they. I remember being in Turks and Caicos last year watching this game, and I had a lot of money on the Steelers, and the Chargers came back. I thought that it was an easy cash after the first half. The Chargers came back, won the game because they just absolutely destroyed Pittsburgh's defense, found a whole bunch of mismatches, and they tried to match up linebackers on the receivers, and it was just awful. So – I don't think I can back the Steelers here. I'm going to blindly say Chargers as well, but no strong opinion whatsoever from me. Hopefully I'll just try and find like a live bet during the game. Maybe Pittsburgh scores first and then I can get some money on the Chargers to win it.
Yep.
So last game of the schedule here, Vic, I know you're talking about this as possibly one of your picks of the week. We have the Detroit Lions on the road against the Green Bay Packers. I think Monday Night Football is better than Sunday Night Football for once.
Yeah, I love this game, man. I know John might have something else to say, but I like the Lions, man. I actually got Lions +6 right out of the gate as soon as the line dropped. It's down to 4.5 Green Bay right now. I know Green Bay's at home. I know Green Bay had a monster performance against the Cowboys, but the Lions' last four games have kind of owned the Packers. It's been with and without Rodgers, but division game, to me, this is going to be a grinder, field goal type of game. So I'm on the Lions, man. They're playing well. They're deep playing well. I think they will be up for the task, man. This is going to be a huge game for the division. It's about 53% on the Packers, but some of the money, sharp money came in on the Lions early. So I'm liking the Lions. What do you think, John?
Yeah, sharp money is definitely with us this week. Our defense is legit, but I just saw Aaron Rodgers, you know, own Dallas. That defense was supposed to be pretty legit. I like us in this spot. I hate betting on my team in a spotlight. This is the kind of game where I can just watch it. I don't need any action on it. I need them to win the game. I don't want to take the Lions +4 and then it's 20-20. In the fourth quarter with 5 seconds left, and then I want the Packers to hit the field goal so that I cover my four, but then the Lions lose. So I can't put myself in that position. I need the Lions to win this game. You know, I need us to get to 3-1 and put up a nice showing here. Our defense is good enough to do it. Is our offense going to be good enough to keep us in this game? You can't expect to hold Aaron Rodgers to say what? Less than, I don't know, 20 points, right? I mean, if we did that, we're going to win. But, I mean, I don't know. I'm going to need my offense to score 24 points, which I don't know. I don't have the confidence, that much confidence that they'd be able to do that either. Just going to watch this game. Hopefully, you know, the Lions pull out a victory, and I don't got to worry about, you know, the spread or anything like that. Is this your pick of the week?
No. Real quick, I'll go back. I will go with – Jacksonville -1 as my pick of the week.
Okay.
Jerome Boger news kind of tipped the scale. And I kind of don't want to cheat our listeners. Like if it was Lions +6 and they could still get it, Detroit would be my pick of the week. But like now at 4, I feel like I've lost some value. I have some money on them at +6. So for our listeners, I'll go Jags -1 as my pick of the week.
All right. I might be heading out to this game. I still might be if I head out to this game, I don't want to jinx it, but I haven't been to a road game with Detroit that they've won. So I don't know. And I might be headed out to this game. So I don't know. Maybe we can turn things around.
You need to go just for the experience, is what I would say. So if you
And I haven't been to Lambeau yet.
It's really cool. I mean, I hate the Packers, obviously, but Lambeau is an amazing experience. I would go. The people are actually pretty cool. I think most of them are cool.
They're not like you guys?
No, they're not. They're not dicks like here. But I don't think they can afford to lose their season tickets. So no one like fights. They just talk football shit, which is all good. And the tailgating and the atmosphere around beforehand and during is really fun. There's no bad seat in the house. So even if you get like cheap tickets, like upper level, you'll have a good view. So to me, it's worth it. If you can go, try to go.
Yeah, we're pre-planning it now, so I'll have it figured out by Friday.
I just went to my first road game as a Bills fan this past week, and it was so much fun. I think maybe because of the atmosphere, but man, going in there and being an enemy against everyone whose stadium it is, I like it. I like being the bad guy. So, yeah, if you can swing it, Lambeau is one of those trips that you definitely got to make. So. I like the Lions in this game as well. You guys pretty much hit all on the head, line value, and I just think that they're actually a pretty good football team this year. One of the teams I didn't see coming this season and doing pretty good, but I like them in the spot. I think getting that many points is a good bet, and especially being on Monday Night Football in prime time. But the only thing that scares me is that I think the Packers do win the game, so John, I was in your situation a couple of weeks ago when the Patriots beat the Bills and the Bills still covered. That kind of was like a good and bad thing for me where I was like, yay, we covered, but we lost. So
right.
I know exactly how you feel. So quickly, so we can wrap it up. Anything in college? I don't have anything this week. Vic, you got anything this week?
Nope, I got nothing waiting on John.
John,
oh,
are you going to keep our college? Riding?
Yeah, so I want to go on a little rant that I ended up losing. Thank God Eddie had those two games with Cincinnati and Florida last week, right? But I picked two losers. Western Michigan was not a right call, and I still ended up somehow almost winning that game. They got all the way down to the 20-yard line, and then they fell apart, and they could have tied it, went to overtime, and I could have probably ended up winning that game. But I had Tennessee Volunteers. And any of you guys notice what happened to me in that Tennessee Volunteers game last week? Yeah, it was a bad beat. They were catching about 25 and a half, and they were only down like 10 or 12, I should say, in the fourth quarter. Georgia puts up a touchdown. There's like 5 minutes left. Basically, you know, just don't let the defense score a touchdown for Georgia. Tennessee's gonna get the ball. They're gonna punt it back to Georgia, and game's over. What happens? The Tennessee is on the 20-yard line, going in for a touchdown. They're down about, I don't know the exact number. I think they're down 19 at this point. And the quarterback gets sacked, fumbles the ball. The Georgia picks it up. Tennessee's going to tackle him. The ref's in the way. He knocks over the ref makes a pick play basically for the Georgia player to go down the end zone and score a touchdown because the Tennessee Volunteer player just ran into the ref.
Brutal.
So now I'm down 26. There's like 2 minutes left. The game was over. Tennessee got all the way back down the field again. They're on the first and goal on the 5-yard line. So they got the four plays from the 5-yard line to score. And if I knew this before, I didn't realize that the Georgia coach, which of course I'm not remembering his name now, hates Pruitt, the Tennessee coach. They were both at Alabama together. They don't like each other. So he calls timeout on they got first, second, third down. On fourth down, he calls timeout to set up a perfect defensive play, and they blitz two guys right up the middle, knock the quarterback over, and I lost that game. I was so frustrated with that game. I had a good college day on Saturday, except for that Tennessee game was an awful beat for me. So anyways, that was my little rant there. None of you guys got a pick. I got one pick for college. So we're only going to have one pick up for college this week. Michigan State's playing Wisconsin. and they're catching 10.5. I watched that Ohio State, Michigan State game last week. What Wisconsin does is run the ball really good, and what State does is stop the run really good. So I don't see any way how Wisconsin's going to win this game by more than 10.5 points. I know the Michigan State offense is not that good, and the Wisconsin defense is pretty legit themselves. I can see maybe I can catch the back door this week or something like that. I just know State's defense is going to keep them in this game. They should have covered last week all the turnovers that they had by the offense, and then, you know, Ohio State broke a couple big plays there at the end of the second quarter to give Ohio State that large lead. But 10.5, there's no way. Michigan State's going to end up, you know, if they lose this game, they end up losing by about 3 points. So that's our only pick. We'll shorten it up here for you guys. Michigan State plus the 10.5.
Well, I like it. I like that pick, and that was a brutal loss. Thanks for sharing. It's like
yeah,
those anonymous meetings, you know. Like, thank you for sharing. Sorry, man.
But the other games we hit, I had both those games that Eddie had last week. Cincinnati Bearcats on Friday night. That was a heck of a win. They played the defense, won the game for us in that game. We got a pick six at the end, and Florida. Oh man, was Florida? Florida was a great pick. Everyone I was talking to before that game kept telling me Auburn, and I had already known. You know, we talk about Florida on the pod here, and I was like, man, I'm just gonna pound Florida, and I pounded Florida every way in that game. That was a good win. So,
yeah. Real quick, Eddie, sorry, I know you got to go. John, you like ULL tonight?
Oh man, I don't know. That's all tough. Right. That's a coin flip. Appalachian State's pretty good themselves. Some
action back from my trip. So, text me later.
No one's gonna hear us pick that game anyway. So we'll just, you know, whatever. We'll figure it out.
All right. So that's kind of puts a bow on week six for this week's edition of our pod. Hopefully we can keep the winning ways going. This board is much friendlier than last week's, and we still came out on top. So hopefully we can do just as well this week, if not better. So I think that's all we got for this week. Anything you guys want to add?
Eddie, real quick, what are our picks of the week? I got the Jags.
I have the Browns. John has. Yep. And then we got the Michigan State.
Cool. All right, fellas, good luck.
Let's do it.
See you guys.